This KABU program has been made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from DEX, your source for local information, in the book, on CD-ROM, or online at dexonline.com.
5:30 in the morning, time for
Dawnbreakers Breakdown.
And that's Moggy over there.
And that's Henry over there.
And we got a long way to go and a short time to get there, so here we go.
To y'all before, I ain't no drinking man. I tried it once and it got me highly irregular, and I swore I'd never do it again. But I promised my brother-in-law that I'd go up and watch his still while he went into town to vote. He's right up on the mountain where the map said it would be. Friends, let me tell you one thing though, it wasn't no ordinary still. It stood up on that mountainside like a huge golden opal. God's yellow moon was shining on the cool, clear evening. God's little lanterns was twinkling on and off in the heavens. And like I explained to you once before, I ain't no drinking man. But the temptation got the best of me, and I took a slash. That yellow whiskey running down my throat like honeydew vine water, and I took another slash. Took another and another and another. Before you knew it, I downed one whole jug of that shit and commenced to get hot flashes. Goose pimples was running up and down my body, and a feeling came over me like something I'd never experienced before. Like I was in love. I have a little love, Mike. Love for the first time with anything that moved. Animate, it didn't matter. It's like there's a great neon sign flashing on and off of my brain saying, Jimmy Buffett, there's a great day a coming. 'Cause I was drunk. I wasn't knee crawling, lip sliding, Reggie Youngin', commode hugging drunk. I was God's own drunk, a fearless man. And that's when I first saw the bear. He was a Kodiak looking fella about 19 feet tall. He rambled up over the hill expecting me to do one of two things. Flipper flied into either one, it hung him up. He starts sniffing around my body, trying to smell fear, but he ain't gonna smell no fear, 'cause I'm God's own drunk and a fearless man, it hung him up. He looked me right in my eyes was a lot redder than his was, it hung him up. So I approached him, I said, Mr. Bear, I love every hair on your 27-acre body. I know you got a lot of friends over there on the other side of the hill. There's old Rare Bear, Tall Bear, Freddy Bear, Kelly Bear, Really Bear, Smell of the Bear, Smokey the Bear, Pokey the Bear. I want you to go back over there tonight and tell them I'm feeling right. You tell them I love each and every one of them like a brother and a sister. But if they give me any trouble tonight, I'm gonna run every goddamn one of them off in here. Yeah. He took two steps backwards and didn't know what to think. Neither did I, but being charitable and cautious, well, hell, I approached him again. I said, Mr. Bear, you know, in the eyes of the Lord, we're both beasts when it comes right down to it. So I want you to be my buddy. Buddy Bear. So I took old Buddy Bear by his island-sized paw and I led him over to the still. He's sniffing around that thing because he's smelling something good. I gave him one of them jugs of honeydew vine water. He downed it upright. Looked like one of them damn bears in the circus sipping sarsaparilla in the moonlight. I gave him another and another and another. Before I knew it, he downed eight of them and commenced to do the bear dance. Two sniffs, a snore, a fly, a turn, and a grunt. It was so simple, like the jitterbug, it plumb evaded me. And we worked ourselves into a tumultuous uproar, and I was awful tired. Went over to the hillside, and I laid down, went to sleep. Slept for 4 hours and dreamt me some tremulous dreams. And when I woke up, there was God's yeller moon is shining on the cool clear evening. God's little lanterns is a twinkling on and off in the heavens. My buddy the bear was a missing. Yeah. You wanna know something else, friends and neighbors? So was that still. That's a take.
All right, let's hear it.
Wait, you missed it?
When he gets sick, lad, give him the graveyard
I gave him the graveyard as if he died. I gave him the graveyard in case he died.
Lucky seven, lucky seven.
One, two.
Stag Lee walked down by the levee just about the break of day. There he met old Billy DeLimes and he set him down to play. Billy DeLimes was a good old boy, but he learned just a little too late. He never should have swore Stag Lee 7 was a goddamn hard luck 8. So Stag Lee told Billy DeLimes, well, you can't get away with that. You got my money and my $40 shoe, can't have my Stetson hat. Now if you still hear, when I get back with my butcher knife and gun, I'm gonna cut you if you stand still, and I'll shoot you if you run. It's all about Stag Lee, boys, he's coming round the bend. He ain't doing nothing but just killing off good men. He's long, and he's tall, and he do not wear no shoes. You cannot tell his footprints from a horse or a mule. Treated Lord, I could shoot most any man. Then he walked back down, found Billy DeLimes, and it's a sad, sad thing to tell. Lord, he cut him deep and he shot him down, and he laughed when Billy fell. Then he stuck his nose in the sheriff's face. What do you think he said? You know, the man I run from ain't been born, and his mama, she's done dead. Well, the sheriff come at Stag Lee next morning just at dawn, with 98 deputies, the National Guard, and a brand new Gatling gun. They looking for Stag Lee, boys, he's coming round the bend. He ain't doing nothing but just killing off good men. He's long and he's tall, and he do not comb his hair. And in his face, he looks just like some goddamn grizzly bear. When the fight begun, they took Stag Lee down to the old courtyard. 200 pounds of log and chain with a Sherman tank on guard. Old judge, he grinned from ear to ear, said, I see you standing there. He killed 42 deputies and Billy DeLimes, and you're going to electric chair. Old Stag Lee shrugged his shoulders, said, I guess my gambling's done. But I'll eat your face for breakfast, judge, if you try to take away my gun. But with a six gun held in his right hand, he put him in the electric chair. Said you ain't gonna put no headpiece on that's up my curly hair. It's all about Stag Lee, boys, he's coming round the bend. He ain't doing nothing but just killing off good men. He's long and he's tall and he do not comb his hair. And in his face he looks just like some goddamn grizzly bear. When Stag Lee reached the gates of hell, he put the imps all on the run. Cussing up the streak and waving around his gun. Walked right up in the devil's face, said, I like your place just fine. I wanna shoot somebody so goddamn bad before you got Billy DeLimes. Devil, he told Stag Lee, now don't you lose your self-control. You know you can't shoot Billy DeLimes no more. There ain't room for no more hope. Well, Stag Lee, he told the devil, why don't you say we have some fun. You can stick me with your pitchfork, and I'll shoot you with my gun. It's all about Stag Lee, boys, he's coming round the bend. He ain't doing nothing but just killing all good men. He's long, and he's tall, and he do not wear no shoes. Cannot tell his footprints from a horse.
right, that was Mrs. DeLion's Lament with Jim Ringer. And before that, Junko Partner, Professor Longhair. And we opened the set up with Jimmy Buffett, God's Own Drunk.
And you're gonna need some blood moving to get up this morning. It's chilly out there. Don't forget to leave time to scrape your windshield. If I should leave you, try to remember the good times. Warm days filled with sunshine. And just a little bit of rain. And just a little bit of rain. And if you look back, try to forget the bad times, lonely, blue, and sad times, and just a little bit of rain. And just a little bit of rain. And if I look back, I will remember all the good times. Warm days filled with sunshine. And just a little bit of rain. And just a little bit of rain.
Wake to find you near me, softly If I could wait till I feel the sunlight fall in my room, out of the blue. And if the day could break to bring me summer in blue, even July, my sunshine, light of my day, you're a star in the darkness, light years away.
Time of dying, I don't want nobody to mourn. All I want my friends to do, come and fold my dying arms. Well, 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 so I can die easy. Well, 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 so I can die easy. Well, 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 so I can die easy. Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. In the time of dying, I don't want nobody to cry. All I want my friends to do, come and close my dying eyes. Well, 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 so I can die easy. Well, well, well. Well, 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 Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. Going on down to the river, stick my sword up in the sand. Gonna shout my troubles over, I've done made it to the promised land. Well, 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 I've done crossed over. Well, 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 I've done crossed over. Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. He's a dying bed maker. Well, 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 he's a dying bed maker. Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. Going on down to the river, stick my sword up in the sand. Gonna shout my troubles over, I've done made it to the promised land. Well, 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 I've done crossed over. Well, 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 I've done crossed over. Well, 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 I've done crossed over. Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. Meet me, Jesus, meet me. Won't you meet me in the middle of the air? And if these wings should fail me, Lord, won't you meet me with another pair? Well, 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 won't you meet me, Jesus? Well, 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 won't you meet me, Jesus? Well, 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 won't you meet me, Jesus? Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. Won't you meet me, Jesus? Well, well, well. Well, well, well. Won't you meet me, Jesus? Jesus gonna make up my dying bed.
It was bad.
That was Woke Up This Morning with Blues in My Fingers, Lonnie Johnson. And In My Time of Dying, Josh White. Light Years Away, Debbie McClatchy. And A Little Bit of Rain from Fred Neil.
And this is Dawn Breakers Breakdown. You're listening to KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland. K220HR, that's 91.9 FM, Hood River, the Dalles and the Gorge. And K264AA, that's 100.7 FM in Corvallis and Albany. We'll be here till 7 o'clock, after which comes the news, then the morning radio zine, and then we have Moving On at noon, and the,
And it's just 6 o'clock in the morning.
It's just 6 o'clock in the morning. It's chilly out there, so grab another glass of the hair of the dog that bit you last night. You're going to need it before you step out there.
Yeah, and don't hit that snooze button too many times. It's about time to get up.
Love is a tangled tree. In a bower of grain, in a forest of dawn. There, while the mockingbird sings, but she soon lifts her wings, and the music is gone. Young lovers in the tall grass, with their hearts open wide, when the red summer poppies bloom. But love is a trackless domain, and the rumor of rain in the late afternoon. Love is an old root that creeps through the meadows asleep when long shadows cast. Thin as a vagrant young vine, it encircles and twines many folds of heart best. Catches streamers in the wildwood with the stars in their eyes and the moon in their tasseled hair. But love is a light in the sky and an unspoken line and a half-whispered prayer. Darling, love is a garden of thorns. Will grow in the corn.
Bring me a spring
in wild.
And bristles around the edge of the
cold. When the summer is spent,
the
in the jade heart's lament.
Who knows
the faith of a child?
When nothing remains to cover her eyes.
My body has a number, and my face has a name. Wages of sin on a tangled tree.
Of the river
where the willows hang down. And the wild birds are warbling where the low morning sound. Down in the hollow where the water runs cold. It was there I first listened to the lies that you told. And now I lie on my bed and I see your sweet face. And the past I remember, your conscience still echoes my name. Now the nights are so long.
Thank you. makes you think she'd be a good lover? One who won't hurt you and leave you to die. One who won't lay up with some other guy. It's a dangerous world we live in. So you better keep up your guard. You can have all the safe sex you want to, but she's still gonna break your heart. You can have all the safe sex you want to, but she's still gonna break your heart.
All right, that was Henry's Love Set. She's Still Gonna Break Your Heart. That was John and Jamie Hartford. Before that, we had Rock, Salt, and Nails, Buddy and Julie Miller, and then Tanglewood Tree, Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer.
Like my friend used to say, I'm in love, and it's real this time. Anyway, I was talking to a fellow on the phone a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about Jack Elliott's 912 Greens, and so I was going to play one of the best versions of that here. We got a little housekeeping announcement, and then we'll be back, so stay tuned.
Okebu Community Radio has an immediate opening for a part-time temporary pledge drive premium assistant to solicit items that will be given away as thank you gifts during our spring membership drive. The position runs from March 2nd until April 14th. Hours will vary, but should average about 12 per week. The deadline to apply is this Friday, February 24th at 5 p.m. For information on how to apply, go to KBOO's website, www.kboo.fm, or drop by the station during business hours and ask for an application.
I wrote, and it's about a trip I made a long time ago, back in 1953, starting out from Newark to Greenwich Village, heading down the line to North Carolina and points west and south again. And that summer of 1953 was kind of a little renaissance for me, I guess. I'd been hanging out with Woody there in New York and in and out of New York and down to Florida. And then I was back up in New York again, and then I met Jack Kerouac, and he read me his whole On the Road manuscript, which is quite a thrill. And then things kind of lulled out, and it got warm, and summertime was coming on, and Guy Carawan and Frank Hamilton had bought an old Plymouth in California and headed to New York, and they were heading down to North Carolina when I met them in Greenwich Village there, and we played a lot of music that afternoon, and they invited me to come along on their trip. I threw my guitar in the back seat of the car and took off. I don't think I had any luggage much outside the guitar. Well, Guy, he had a lot of uncles all over the South, and we went to visit Uncle Carolyn in North Carolina first. We got there just about time for breakfast the next morning. Grits, hush puppies, coffee with chicory. We heard a boat starting up outside, and that was the neighbor. Shrimp fisherman. And we got to go along on a boat ride and catch a bunch of shrimp. Got back just in time for dinner. More of that wonderful southern farm cooking. And after the dinner dishes was put away, sitting out on the porch watching a thunder shower there and a storm building up. Well, Frank pulled out his guitar and played a weird song. Some kind of strange song about California. I asked him about it the next morning. We were in the car, heading west, heading for the Smoky Mountains. Frank was in the back seat, practicing the banjo. Frank was always in the back seat practicing the banjo. He didn't have a driver's license. Left him more time for his music. I said, "Hey, Frank, what was that thing you played last night?" You know, something about California. It was raining, lightning. He said, "Yeah, that was the South Coast." "Right, South Coast. Yeah. Would you play that? Would you play that song, Frank?" He said, "No, he couldn't play it. Couldn't play it just that." And he would not play the song. And he could not play the song. And he didn't play the song for another 3 or 4 days till we had another sun shower, you know. I just had to be in the mood, I guess. By this time, we were coming into the mountains, the Smoky Mountains. Got to a little village there. They were having a banjo picking contest and a fiddle thing. And we met an old banjo picker there. His name was Ted somebody. But nobody called him Ted. They all referred to him as Maggie's old man. Maggie's old man asked us if we'd like to give him a ride home. We said, "Sure, hop in." We wanted to meet Maggie. Well, we drove about 30 miles. Maggie's old man didn't say a word. He sang a few songs. Frank tried to get him to sing all the old songs, but he was more interested in singing the current jukebox hits, like "Not a Hole, Not a Hole, y'all have seen what I saw through the old not a hole." That was one of his favorites. And he had another one, "Catch Them, Feed Them, Milk Them in the Morning Blues." He sang those over and over. Then we saw a sign that said, "Maggie, population 12. He didn't say nothing. We just kept driving, went right through this little village and on up the hill till we got near the top, and then he hollered, "Grab a left." We took a left turn, went up a dirt road, ended up in somebody's cornfield. Got out. Maggie's old man started playing the banjo, and we started dancing around the cornfield there. Pretty soon, you know, he's calling a square dance until the whiskey ran out. Did I mention the whiskey? He had some kind of homemade whiskey, and it had run out. Anyway, we went back into the town there and woke up the hash sheriff and bought another bottle from him. It only cost $3. Back the hill we sped. Resumed our little square dance for a while, and then we realized it was getting late. Heck, it was about 3, and we got parked up the hill as far as we could go and walked the rest of the way up into the sky and up some stilts and up a ladder and up through a hole in the floor there. And Maggie was waiting for us with a rolling pin in her hand. Well, he explained to her about how we'd given him a ride home and everything, so she put down the rolling pin and throwed back the covers on their big old bed there and told us boys to get in there and go to sleep. So we just didn't ask any questions. It was late. We got in that bed. We was glad to have a place to sleep. Pulled the covers up over our head. Just in time. Things started flying around the room. It was noise, hollering, screaming, and things flying over our heads. And in the morning, well, we figured out what was doing is they was staging a family feud in our honor. In the morning, we helped them pick up the spilt milk and broken glass and get the kids off to the hospital. And Maggie's old man, he says, "Boys!" He says, "Boys," he says, "I'm a good old man. Peter!" And we said, "Yes, sir."
We learned, yes, sir, we had learned that. We were learning fast. He says, boys! We said, yes, sir. He says, boys, I'm going to show you a place where you can see all over the world. I think he liked us. We were pretty glad about that, too, as you can imagine. We didn't even know where we were. We knew we were somewhere way up in the sky. That's about all. But we're in the clouds. Well, he took us out of the clouds. He took us up another mountain that was even higher than the peak we were on. Above the smoke of the Smoky Mountains and into the sky, blue, clear skies, where we could see to the north another mountain range. And he explained to us that that was the southeast corner of Kentucky. Over to the right was the southwest corner of Virginia. And up over to the left again, to the north and to the west, barely visible through a notch, was the Grand Tetons in western Wyoming. I mean, we were high up there. Coasted all the way to Nashville. It was 600 miles to Nashville. Went downhill all the way, only used 2 gallons of gas. And there we saw the Grand Ole Opry and all our heroes and Roy Acuff and Earl Scruggs and all the rest. And after that, we were just really, really into it. Then we drove west some more to West Tennessee, got to the Mrs. Miller River, turned left and headed down to New Orleans, where we had one more friend to look up, a banjo picker that somebody knew named Billy Fair. Lived down there. Got to New Orleans. Oh, we didn't have Billy's number, so we tried looking up in the directory, but wasn't there. No Billy Fair. So we parked the car and started walking. We walked down Bourbon Street, down Rue Royale, ended up in the waterfront, down at a place called Café du Monde. Down by the Mrs. Miller River there in the wind. And there we found Billy. He was kind of disguised. We didn't notice him at first. He was hidden in a cloud of this white sugary smoke that blew off the tabletops there at the cafe. They had this kind of French thing called beignets, covered with confectionery sugar. And the sugar was just blowing around the tabletops. Billy was dressed in white duck pants and a white shirt. All we could see was his black mustache shining through the white smoke screen. He invited us to his pad, 912 Toulouse Street. Just a short walk and up a back alley. Up over a board fence by the garbage can lids, and watch out for that rusty nail landing on the concrete by the banana tree in the patio. And there was a three-legged cat there to greet us named Shaky. Well, Shaky, he couldn't handle them three legs too good, and he'd had a stroke. But he invited me to a race up the stairs, so I raced him up the stairs. Up in a bar down by the waterfront with John Truman telling stories about the Merchant Marine and the sea and ships for 3.5 days one night. After that story, well, we were just gonna ship out around the world. Shipping was kind of slow, though. We went down to the NMU hall. In order to get your seaman's papers, you had to get a letter from a captain to the union, get a letter from the union to the Coast Guard, get a letter from the Coast Guard to you, get a letter from you to the captain. So we said, frigate. That's an old nautical term. We'll build our own ship. Did you ever stand and shiver? Just because
just because you were looking at a whole river.
Is lonely, you might win in a game at Holon, but the lion still rules the Barranca, and a man there is always alone. My name is Juan Jano de Castro, my father was a Spanish grandee, but I won my wife in a card game. To hell with those lords o'er the sea. Picked up the ace, I had won her, my heart which was down at my feet. Jumped up to my throat in a hurry, like a young summer's day she was sweet. South coast, the wild coast is lonely, you might win in a game at hold on. But the lion still rules the Barranca, and a man there is always alone. Her arms had to tighten around me as we rode up the hills from the south. Not a word did I hear from her that day, nor a kiss from her pretty red mouth. We came to my cabin at twilight. The stars twinkled out on the coast. She soon loved the valley, the orchard, but I knew that she loved me the most. South coast, the wild coast is lonely. You might win in a game at Holon, but the lion still rules the Barranca, and a man there is always alone. Then I got hurt in a landslide, with crushed hip and twice broken bone. She saddled our pony like lightning, and rode off in the night for Holon. A lion screamed in the Barranca, buck bolted and fell on the slide. My young wife lay dead in the moonlight. My heart died that night with my bride. South coast, the wild coast is lonely. You might win in a game at Holon, but the lion still rules the Barranca, and a man there is always alone.
What a state, what a statement. What a time, what a beach, what a dog. Thoreau.
All right, we just heard South Coast, Terry Gulkerson and his Easy Riders. And before that, 912 Greens, Jack Elliott.
That was the definitive, well, maybe not the definitive version, but anyway, it's a real good version anyway. This is Dawn Breakers Breakdown. We'll be here till 7 a.m. when we look forward to the news. Coming up on the news at 7, Pacific Corps seeks a $112 million rate increase. A federal judge ordered the Pentagon to release the identities of detainees at Guantanamo Bay, and five Palestinians are shot dead in an Israeli incursion. Portland area today is partly sunny, patchy fog in the morning, highs around 45. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 25 to 30. And a leaf time to scrape your windshield this morning. I think you'll need it. Do you have...
Well, we do have a few things that are happening this weekend. We've got Beltane at Yola's on 65th and Southeast Foster. It'll be tomorrow from 10 till 1. And also tomorrow, February 25th, Saturday, Lorna's Little Kids Jamboree at Mississippi Pizza. That'll be from 4 until 5. Mike Danner's going to be at the Starry Rose from 10 until noon, same day on Sunday. But we're also, we got tickets for the Waybacks and the Mammals at Aladdin Theater. That'll be at 8:30 on February 26th.
8 o'clock, I think. I think I got
it
wrong.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I think I got it wrong.
Ah, well. Another February 25th, there'll be a PCDC dance at Fulton Park. Laura Mae Smith calling, George Pink, Sue Songer, and Clyde Curley are playing. Tuesday, February 28th at 9 p.m., this will be something you may not want to miss. Mary Gaucher will be at the White Eagle. And let's see, what else do we have here? We've got Lorna Miller at the Haven, March 3rd. That'll be from 7:30 to 9:30. And Haven is on 35th Place and Southeast Division. And Henry's rattling around over there. You want me to continue with the calendar, or you got something to play?
I got something to play. We're going to do a housekeeping announcement here and then go back to the music, so stay tuned.
KBOO has an immediate opening available for a 10-hour per week part-time office assistant. The position is available to Portland Community College students who have federal work-study award and skills in office administration. To apply for this position, please email your resume with a brief letter of interest to membership@kboo.org. If you would like more information about the position, email or call 503-231-8032, extension 207. The position will remain open until filled.
at 5:30. Fix his drink, sit down in his chair, pick a fight with mama, complain about us kids getting in his hair. At night he'd sit alone and smoke. I'd see his frown behind his lighter's flame. Now that same frown's in my mirror. I got my daddy's blood inside my veins. Fish swim, birds fly. Daddy's yell, mama's cry. Old men sit and think. I drink. TV dinner, 6 minutes on defrost, 3 on high. Beer to wash her down with, then another, a little whiskey on the side. It's not so bad alone here, it don't bother me that every night. I don't need another lover hanging around trying to make me change. Fish swim, birds fly, lovers leave by. Sit and think. I drink. I know what I am, but I don't give a damn. Birds fly, daddy's yell, mama's cry, old men sit and think.
One, two, three.
That was the Highwood String Band, their Brilliance Medley.
Brilliancy.
Brilliancy. Excuse me. I'm brilliant enough, I can't read it this morning.
Okay.
I was all busy getting ready to announce Mary Gaucher, I Drink, and she's going to be again at the White Eagle, 9 p.m. on February 28th. That's Tuesday. And before that, we heard Last Payday, Coal Creek. Oh, Last Payday at Coal Creek.
That's it.
Breaking Up Christmas and Sugar Shack. And that was the Mammals. Again, I'm all excited because they're going to be at the Aladdin Theater. I'm a morning person. Yeah. Aladdin Theater, February 26th at 8 p.m. So you might want to catch them.
Okay, here we go.
On my way back home. thinking of Mofuto. I stopped and listened as a bell from hanging on. Now don't you, I hear me talking, pretty mama. I stopped and listened as a bell from hanging on. But is it gone? When I got home, the people met me and said, "Now don't you, I am a talking pretty mama." When I got home, people met me and said, "Run, run, you, your sweet little Pharisee." When I got home, I was getting tough, screaming, cry. Now don't you, I hear me talking, pretty mama. When I got home, I was getting tough, screaming, cry. I thought my little woman was too I went to the church house, cried at the door. Now don't you, I have been talking, pretty mama. I went to the church house, cried at the door. I never will see my sweet baby. My gal, she drinks two bottles.
There was a hum on that cut.
I didn't know we were on the air.
Oh, no.
My gal, Cueska and Jug Band, and Stop and Listen Blues number 2, Mississippi Sheiks. And before that, we heard St. Louis Tickle with Bess Osman with the Osman and Dudley Trio.
And this has been Don Breaker's Breakdown. That was Moggy over there.
Humming away.
Humming away, and this Henry over here. And we're coming up to the news. Pacific Corp seeks a $112 million rate increase, but it just sort of boggles my mind, those big numbers like that. A federal judge ordered the Pentagon to release the identities of detainees at Guantanamo Bay, and 5 Palestinians were shot dead in an Israeli incursion. Stay tuned after that for talk radio, then moving on from 11 till noon. Democracy Now from 11 to noon, moving on from noon until 1:30, then the Nick and Molly Show, then Fiesta Caliente Rock, and then Roots of Rock and Roll, and on into the evening. We're, as I said, looking forward to the news. We're going to fade on out of here with Don Juan Reynoso, the Paganini of the Hotlands. We're going to do Marquita, La Marquita. That's a gusto, and we'll see you second Friday of March.